In he goes, continues to stick handle off to the far side. It's Trocheck. Yandel down to Trocheck right side. Looks for a lane across. Huberto near side shot. He scores! A power play goal for Jonathan Huberto. And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. McDavid down toward the corner. A backhand to the front of the goal. Cut off by Yandel. A good defensive play there. Yandel to Hoffman. Hoffman looking off to Trocheck to Sevier at center. A backhand toward the vacated net. And he scores! Colton Sevier, an empty net goal. And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead.
Newton has the snap. Fades back. Swing pass. Out of the backfield, McCaffrey caught 15 to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina.
Taking candy from a baby.
Ben in the shotgun. He pumps. He fires it down the field, a man wide open. Running with the football. Juju, he's at the 25, 20, 15, 10. He's into the end zone for a 75-yard touchdown pass. Roethlisberger to Smith-Schuster. Cam Newton goes under center. Big rush. He's in his end zone, and he throws the ball, and it's going to be intercepted with that football running to the goal line for a touchdown. And that is Vince Williams on that wounded duck, thanks to great pressure on the play.
Ben, first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws along down the sideline, and the pass is caught against Antonio Brown, stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just blew by the corner.
They're down and 4. They're going to run it. And they're not going to make it because L.J. Fort is waiting for Mr. Anderson, and that's the end of the game. Final score, Pittsburgh 52, Carolina 21.
Obviously, there was some sort of disconnect. I can't really get into the details or specifics of how that came about. You know, again, I think anytime anything happens, I think the important thing for us is, again, trying to move forward as a team. I mean, we're in the middle of, I mean, this is hard, and we're in the middle of a tough stretch of games we need to win. And, you know, there's been a lot of conversations, again, at all levels, the last 4 days or whatever it's been, and it's been a very transparent process on all sides and where we're at. And, again, I think we're just trying to put it behind us and move forward.
Trying to get ready for your next game against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and doing lots of counseling. Yeah, that's great stuff, man, as you get ready to go. Just what you want to hear for your football team, where your defensive coordinator, that was Matt Burke, talking about, yeah, there's been some sort of disconnect here, but we got to move on. And by the way, I've been in more meetings about players and who's in and who's out than I have getting ready for one of the great quarterbacks in the National Football League and trying to figure out how to stop him and not have one of those crap second half Houston games that they had, and trying to stay away from those and hopefully those go away and never come back. And then last night, Thursday Night Football, whether you're a fantasy football fan or just a football fan that likes watching really good teams. If we counted the Steelers out early because of the Le'Veon Bell drama, we all made a big, big mistake because they got it rolling right now as they win 52-21 last night. That's kind of how we start things. Panthers with Roberto Luongo back, 26 saves on the night. Since he's back, they're 2-0. And playing a lot better. So they get a nice home win last night as well. And that's how we started this morning. And Zach, as we go through this with this thing with the Dolphins, and listen, it's a learning thing. It's a learning for everybody, the head coach and everybody else. There's a fine line. You don't want to lose players. You want to make sure everybody's happy, but you got to learn how, in my opinion, this stuff's got it. They got to move on a lot earlier than this thing that went for a couple of days. And this thing, honestly, I mean, here we are on Friday, and the last guy that was in the story, Matt Burke, who's the defensive coordinator, and we talked about this thing way, way too long. And people go, well, you didn't have to. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal when one of your best players doesn't go back in a game. It's kind of a big deal for a group of guys, and I've been telling everybody it's one of the best locker rooms I've seen since I've been around the Dolphins. I'm not saying most talented team because it's not that, but it's a good group of guys that really play hard and seem to like each other. And now you have this story as you get set. It's just it's a bad look. It's a bad look for everybody. Not a great look for the head coach or anything else. You're jumping on a plane tomorrow to go to Green Bay.
The only time you're not talking football before a football game is when there's a little dysfunction in that locker room or dysfunction around that team. You go to other cities around, you know, the other 31 cities, the dysfunction, maybe a Browns team that has dysfunction one week or this team has it. That's the problem, and that's not what you want to be talking about all week. I'd much rather be talking about the greatness or the unbelievable greatness of Aaron Rodgers and what you're going to deal with this week than a safety, a Pro Bowl safety that took himself basically out of the game or didn't want to go back in the game, whatever the story is. I just can't wait till this Green Bay game is kind of kicked off so we could stop talking about Rashad Gate and Matt Burke
but you want to play well.
Of course you do.
If they get smoked in this game, you know it's going to be brought up.
Of course.
First thing going to be brought up is, well, it's kind of hard to play the Green Bay Packers when you're sitting there worried about he said, she said on a defensive rotation from a game that you won, by the way. It's kind of lost. Nobody talked about the fact that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is winning the game. Even though offensively you were below awful, you still win the football game. And that should have been the conversation. It really should have. And instead, you know, starting that night from the player comes into your office till the next day and how we're going to handle this and then the day off and then this guy talks and that guy talks and we're moving on and then Matt Burke talks the next day and he's talking about some sort of disconnect, but we got to move on. And it's it makes you wonder, like, okay, what's going on in Davie a little bit. So anyway, we had that. And then you know what 158.3 is? What, you know what that is? It's not a radio station.
No, I actually do.
158.3.
I know. I'm going to surprise you.
Go ahead.
Perfect quarterback rating.
You're good, man. Last night, Big Ben on Thursday Night Football went 158.3. You ask, how do you get to a 158.3? Because you don't see him a lot.
No.
I mean, I've seen the 150s, but the 158.3, so if anybody ever asks you, because I've been asked before and I couldn't remember, quarterback rating, we got to see it. Big Ben.
Can't get any higher than that.
Five touchdowns. No, that's it.
That's it.
22 of 25, wow. 328 yards, so almost perfect on his just completing passes. Ridiculous. And then in there, a bunch of big plays, obviously, when you complete 22 passes for 328 yards. They're not six-yard completions. There's a lot of big plays. And you throw five touchdowns and zero interceptions. Big Ben had it rolling. And their owner comes out, Mr. Rooney, last night and says, hey, we expect Le'Veon Bell back this week, and we want him back. Why not? Why not? And we'll see. I guess actually starting running back was
James Conner
was under the protocol for a concussion, so I don't know where he stands.
Oh, the timing is perfect.
I was going to say, man, by the way, if somebody told you, all right, we may have a running back out for a while, but don't worry. A guy that's been one of the best pass catching and running backs in the league. You get back
and fresh for week 10 going
forward. Hopefully not rusty and hopefully in really good shape. Yeah. To carry half the load.
Well, if he's been dancing at the nightclubs down here and you're hanging out, then I'm sure he's in decent shape.
Do you get a better workout going to Club Liv or one of the strip clubs? What's a better workout for a guy? If you're doing equal drinking with expensive champagne, what's a better workout?
Are we talking like friction rooms in the in the strip clubs?
I'm talking about a little bit of everything.
Yeah, then I'm going to guess it's possible if you frequent those strip clubs, you probably got more more movement.
You get the cardio going in the regular clubs when you dance.
More movement. You get more movement.
I mean, if he's dancing at Liv every night, that's a different story.
You burn calories.
If it's one of those, I'm going to the nightclub to post up at the bar and see what the deal is or sit in the seats all night, I'm guessing at a strip club in the friction room and in the back rooms, you're going to get a little bit more movement.
Friction room. Yeah. That's the greatest name of all time.
I used to work at the club, so I know all the names.
Friction room.
The friction room.
I'm going to rub up on you, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There'll be more movement.
Rub up on you, man. Yeah. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff going on here.
You know the secret room where the bouncer's standing at the front of the rooms? Yeah, those rooms. Yeah.
I don't. Actually, I don't know. I've heard about it, but I haven't been there in a... I've told you, man. I've been very honest.
No, your wife's not a big strip club person.
Mrs. Rose is pretty cool about everything, going out, doing whatever I want to do. Doesn't need somebody to hold her hand. Stuff. Very independent lady. But has never been, and I never got into the history of what happened, so I don't know, but not a fan of strip clubs. In her mind, everybody's having sex at the strip club, which I tell her is not true because I got a lot of guys that are allowed to go, And they're not having sex in the clubs. At least they're not telling me they are.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
I'm not sure anyone's wife is thrilled about their husband going, though.
No, there are some wives that don't care.
My wife doesn't care as long as I don't lie about it.
My wife says the same thing. She says, I don't care, but, like, I'm sure she cares.
Well, if your friend calls and go, hey, what are you doing? It's so nice you called me tonight. I didn't expect a call from, where's your husband? You know, he decided to go to the strip club with his friends.
I mean, I'd be bummed out if my wife went. She had packages rubbing on her. Like, I'd be upset.
Packages rubbing on her.
Is that what women do? I don't know.
Where the hell that? I don't know what they do.
I've never been to a guy's strip club. I don't know.
Jeez, Wood. You kind of hit.
Just assuming.
A little early in the morning to be hitting with, you know, guys'
Happy
packages
Friday
on your wife.
I'd like to say I've never been.
Jeez.
I said movement, and I thought I was going too far.
God, that was
Hollywood took it to a whole new level.
The package friction room?
Yeah, the pack. Oh, man, that. Mm-mm.
Well, listen, fellas, just to get back on focus here.
Please.
Before you
that
two start
Friday,
rubbing
right?
up.
Whoa, yeah. Don't say you two. I just moved back.
No, Zach's there with me.
No. Larry Bluestein, South Florida High School Sports. Our football insider is going to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. First week of high school football playoffs, regular season over. A majority of those games, we did have a couple last night, but a majority of them taking place tonight in Dade Broward and Palm Beach County. Andre Branch going to join us, Mike Florio, and Josh Richardson from the Miami Heat as they get set to get back into action tonight against the Pacers at home. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Of course, the Canes will be leaving town to play Georgia Tech. And by the way, if you think, that's the team you want to play to get healthy, we'll have some unbelievable numbers for you that may have you thinking twice about playing Georgia Tech, who's been on a big-time roll here recently. So we'll have all that for you. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning. Good happy Friday morning to everybody out there, man. We got a lot of – it's a good time of year. It is. We got Panthers at home and Heat at home. The Dolphins and the Canes will hit the road for Georgia Tech, and, of course, the Green Bay Packers kind of wrap up the weekend. The old Aaron Rodgers show is coming up. And, of course, last night, do not count the Pittsburgh Steelers out, and the Big Ben show was at its best last night. Matter of fact, he had some guys who were just wide open. Panthers didn't look good to start with, but he dropped a couple in there that throwed Antonio Brown last night.
Was sweet.
And you'll see the highlights. Yeah. Big Ben threw five touchdowns last night and looked really good. Had a perfect quarterback rating. You don't see too many of those. 158.3. That's sounds like a radio station somewhere on the high on the a little too high on the dial. But
yeah.
158 is
no. But
what the hell were they doing on defense last night?
They weren't playing defense. That was
who's
the difference.
Who covers Antonio Brown like that?
No, 31 points in the first half. By the way,
I was a little surprised because actually led by their front seven, especially those linebackers, they're usually really good in pass coverage and against the run. And last night, that was just weird because a lot of people said, you know, Panthers are quietly one of the best teams in the NFC. I guess they still are. They've got a bunch of great wins, and Cam's been really good. But, boy, that was a little wake-up call. And to think that they could get Le'Veon Bell back here, and again, it's
a little scary for that offense, right?
Can you
know that they can get that?
And by the way, they can win without him. They got to feel pretty good. They quietly went 6-2-1 without him.
Quietly, right?
If he decides to come back this week, and
he's got to come back, right?
I don't know. He is. I'll tell you what I do before he comes back. I give him a little psychological test to see if the dude's all there.
You have to think about something with this guy. Him and his agent are obviously on an island by themselves at this point. They don't even know exactly what's going on. By the way, the only time you see 158.3 is like when Albert Wilson throws one pass on a trick play.
Yeah.
And it goes 42 yards for a touchdown, or Amendola throws that pass, and it's, you know, he's 1-for-1, 42 yards and a touchdown. That's normally when you get that. When you throw over 20 passes, it is very hard to get that number.
Yeah. Seen a bunch of them through the years. I've seen some 150s and seen some high 100s.
But
158.3 to play a full game like that against a really good Panthers defense, although I shouldn't say that last night, but they put it on them, man. They sent a little message like,
hey, we're still here.
They're pretty good. The only problem is we've seen the same group of Steelers. Every time you get excited about them, they've lost at home in the playoffs. They've been pounded by the Patriots in the playoffs. Every time you go, and you always look right on paper and you go, you know, even with Ben, who's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, and that group of weapons, and the players they have, and the running back, and one of the top three or four receivers in football, and the supporting cast around it, you're going, man, they're the team to beat, just on paper. And they come up short.
Well, last year, remember,
Jacksonville was just...
That game, it was a shootout. There's no way before that game you would have thought, if this is going to be a shootout, Pittsburgh and Jacksonville.
Well, they just
fell so far behind. That Jacksonville's going to win this game. I know.
Fell behind early in the
Blake Bortles versus Big Ben in a shootout. I'll tell you who I take 100 times out of 100. Big Ben.
Yeah, but it was the other side of the ball. The
Steelers. Jacksonville still gave up 40 points.
Steelers defense was just...
Both defenses were terrible.
Anyway, besides all that stuff, we always talk about these on the radio. I love this. So, you know, we always talk, and people bring this up when we have a bad NFL team, like, oh, the best college team, whether it was USC or Alabama and Alabama now, the best college team could beat the worst NFL team. It's always the dumbest thing ever brought up. It really is. I mean, if you want to say it just to say it, but trying to figure out how a Saturday would match up with a bad team on Sunday is just not even close. So they came out with a spread. If Alabama played the Bills, who are just awful, especially on defense, but are on offense, but still really good on defense, they had the spread at 28.5 points. Just to give you an idea, the Bills would beat Alabama by if that game was just to, I mean, they're never going to play.
Never going to happen. But I will tell, it's intriguing. I would take Bama in the points.
I don't know. I don't know.
I would just take Bama in the points if I was betting on that game. If you tell me I have to bet on that game, I just find it hard to believe that Nathan Peterman could throw on anybody. Forget about, you know what I mean? That's it. That's the only thing. If we're talking about a team that's got a legit quarterback in the NFL, I'm totally with you. They just have a really bad quarterback. But, yeah, when you're talking about men versus boys to a point, and I don't mean boys like a 15-year-old out there. I mean, these are 19, 20, 21-year-olds in college. I still think that the pros have the advantage in that. But the Bills and
close.
That offense, I know.
I mean, no, seriously. Peterman's terrible. I don't care if Peterman plays. It's just a different level. And I know Alabama may have 15 number one picks on all their recruiting classes that are there. And who knows how good the freshman class will be. But it just kind of gives you, just from guys that would, if they ever had to put a spread down, to give you an idea. Because I remember, I think they used to do it with Tampa Bay when they were really bad and couldn't win. They would go, Tampa Bay's awful. They, you know, and then whoever the best college team was back then, they go, they could beat them head to head.
It came out a lot when the Canes in the early 2000s, those early Cane teams.
And listen, that team was really good. Yeah. And that team can't. I mean, there's just no experience at the next level to do that. But it is always interesting, and we all do it. We do it every year, right? We do it with somebody
who's really the best team is, yeah,
dominant. And right now, Alabama is so dominant, it's ridiculous in college football. And the Bills have no offense or not very much.
But that defense is pretty good.
But that D.
I know two is good.
Be hard for Alabama to score a whole lot on that.
I know. I know two is good.
Yeah.
I think Buffalo wins that game. I just think if you're giving me 28, it's going to be close.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I might lose, but it's not going to be by
I think
much.
I would take Alabama.
Yeah, I would take Bama in 28.
I would take Alabama.
Four touchdowns, yeah.
I'd probably even moneyline Alabama just for fun.
Oh, no, if we're doing those bets, fine. But if you're telling me legitimately you got to put one of your paychecks online, who you're taking, I'm taking 28 in Alabama.
I'd take Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when you guys get out of make-believe, because it will never happen,
of
you'll
course.
Never have to worry about college guys not getting paid to go play a professional team. Right, that will never happen.
But you're right, Alabama probably does have on that team somehow, some way, 15 number ones.
Oh, no.
Somewhere on that roster, there's 15 number one picks.
I think they said there's up to 15 number one picks.
Maybe some guys not even playing right now that are probably number one picks in a couple years.
That's what they're talking about. They're not just talking about their senior class having 15, obviously. That's not going to happen.
I don't even think they have a senior class.
Yeah, it's true. They're probably mostly juniors and sophomores and some of the freshmen potentially, even Patrick Surtain's son, who's starting a corner as a true freshman. Could be one of those guys, too, down the road that's going to get drafted really high.
How about this text? Buffalo's O-line would steamroll Bama's front seven. Just came in, 56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. I agree. They're men. It's men. There is a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference. There is. But I still would take 28
slight
points.
Slight difference, but it's a difference.
No, you're right. There is, but there is.
What?
There's a difference.
There's not a slight difference. It's just, for people bringing it up, it's not a slight difference between NFL guys across the board. There's no walk-ons. There's no two stars or three stars. You got grown-ass, big, strong men still playing against developing young players.
You still got Nathan Peterman, though, no matter how you look at it. He's bad.
But isn't every starter on Alabama like somewhat of an NFL level player?
Well, they're going to be, but that's like just going back to even all the great Canes teams. They didn't all of a sudden just peak at their junior year. You know, a lot of those guys don't get past their junior year to think that they're just going to, in their junior season, going to go out and dominate against Buffalo. I think it'd be lopsided. And it's nothing against how talented a college team is. And this is a really good college team. Listen, this sucker, I got a feeling if this thing ends teams. The way when we're done, we're going to start putting this Alabama team, if they win the way it looks like they might after what they just did to LSU, they end up beating everybody by three touchdowns all the way through this thing. You got to start talking about as one of the best teams of all time.
I agree. Would you take 28? You take Buffalo or
I'd take
Bama?
Buffalo.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. I would.
Okay. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I'd be shocked if they didn't score almost every time they had the ball.
I don't think Buffalo puts up 28 in that game. How about that?
You think what?
Okay. I don't think they score 28.
That's good. That's good to take that other side. You don't think Buffalo could score against Alabama's defense?
I think they'll score maybe 20. I don't think they get to 28. I don't even think they can cover.
All right.
How many interceptions does Peterman throw?
I mean, he may throw in one or two, but I don't know. Like, you make it sound like Alabama's going to put amazing.
I like the 28 points. I think I need all 28 of them if I'm going to win that bet. That's a difference. I think Bama's
There's
winning
no reason
that game.
To debate this because
it's make believe world.
It's make believe.
I know,
and they'll never do it. But it is a conversation that comes up
every year. It came up with the Browns the last couple of years.
And
how
let me
bad
tell
they
you
were.
Who else is going to it's going to come up with the Duke basketball team with the worst NBA team. Whoever it ends up being,
who's the worst NBA team right now?
I don't know, but Washington, for all that talent, they're terrible.
They're terrible. They still are.
Duke could hang with them, probably.
I don't know. I think Washington beats Duke by 30.
I mean, Duke's got two, like, legitimate NBA stars.
John Wall's still on Washington, right? Yeah, and Bradley Beal?
Still haven't played against competition. They're not going to play against competition close to an NBA team all year.
No, but those guys could have skipped college and gone right in the NBA, and they probably would have been putting up good numbers in the NBA.
There you go again. So you're telling me Duke.
You don't think Zion would be putting up decent numbers in the NBA?
You think Duke could beat an NBA team?
I think they could hang.
What's hang mean? Hang like they could show up at the gym and
9 or 10?
I don't know.
I think Washington beats them by 30. I'm not even joking. I mean, Washington's a different animal. They're bad because they're just their personalities are bad right now. But they have a couple all-stars on the team.
Yeah.
Brad Beal and John Wall.
They got some guys that.
Zion is going to be amazing. I think he is going to be great. And those other freshmen are going to be good,
too.
Yeah,
but he's not going to be his best at 19 years old.
In 4 years, Zion's going to be something special to watch. By the way, another text came in. The biggest mismatches will be on the defensive line. Those grown-ass men trying to be blocked by 20-year-old linemen. The Buffalo D-line would sit them on their ass. I agree. Offensive line and defensive line, Alabama's in trouble in that game.
Buffalo's defense is really good.
I know.
I mean, they couldn't have played any better against New England, and they still got pounded because the Bills are so bad on offense.
The Buffalo linemen are stronger than the Alabama linemen, but who gets paid more? I don't know. The Bama guys.
That's close
get paid
now.
More.
You mean, is that when they're getting recruited, or is that when they're on the team?
Yeah.
No. I'll tell you what. We is for sure. The Alabama coaching staff makes a hell of a lot more money than the Buffalo coaching staff.
Not even close.
Which is pretty sad. Matter of fact, I'll take it a step further. The head football coach more than doubles the head football coach of
Buffalo. McDermott doesn't make $5 million a year. Does he make $5 million a year?
No.
Because Nick makes close to 10 probably with those bonuses.
No. That's a different deal. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We're going to jump out of make-believe world.
No, we're not jumping out of make-believe world. We actually have something fun for you coming up in the next segment.
Something make-believe?
We talked yesterday.
Make-believe world is fun. Although this isn't really necessarily make-believe.
We talked yesterday about what are the chances that Joe Rose, at one point in his life, runs for office.
No, man. I'm out of that.
No, we have decided. Listen, your campaign manager worked very hard yesterday.
There's nothing for you guys to do, man. I wish you wouldn't do that. Like, I want that to go away. I can't. You realize people are going to bring up some dirt that hasn't been brought up.
It's
that
okay.
I don't want.
We're already playing defensive. We're the Buffalo defensive line against the Alabama offensive line right now. We got something special for you coming up in the next segment.
All right, man. I'm really against it, though. The elections are over.
We're campaigning for 2020.
No, we're not. I'm out. There's too much dirt. By the way, you shouldn't run either. You got a lot of dirt on you.
I didn't say I was running.
Maybe Hollywood's okay.
I doubt it.
It's just that damn personality his would hold.
You don't think he's pissing people off?
You think Zach is dirty?
I think Zach has to come out with some stuff. We'd have to check on marijuana use. Medical marijuana for pain.
Man.
Anyway, hey, I want to talk to you about Metro by T-Mobile. Oh, no, I'm all over you.
My back is hurt. You just ran me over.
Is there other things, too?
Hey, guess what? I thought maybe we wouldn't play the thing next segment. We're playing it now.
Radio.com.
All right, we'll open up the text line, 56022, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line this morning. Also on a Football Friday, Canes, Georgia Tech this weekend, Green Bay and the Dolphins this weekend. Big, big, big football weekend down here. A lot of questions to be answered and a lot of drama this week in the football life.
I like this other drama, man.
There is more drama. That's why I was kind of going into the transition. Obviously, if you have watched the news at all in the last 24 hours or in the last 72 hours since the voting ended, I guess you could say in the state of Florida for all the major votes and the governor and the senators. Well, Broward County back in the news.
Brenda Snipes.
Yes.
If you're having a bad day or bad couple of days, just think you could be Brenda Snipes.
Yep.
Once again, has screwed up, and they get all these votes. I'm just amazed. We're in 2018,
yep,
and we can't figure a way, with all the technology that we have.
Hollywood brought it up yesterday.
How can you not get all your votes in instantly? With all the things that companies can do, huge companies to control and see everything and big numbers and all the things that are going on.
You want to know the problem with that, by the way?
How do we screw up votes every election?
Hacking computers is why they still go back to the old school method. Because everyone still thinks there's a way to hack the votes. And that's why they do this. The problem is that Brenda Snipes, who is the Broward County...
Supervisor of Elections.
You know her title.
Well, she doesn't know how to count?
Obviously, someone doesn't know what they're doing there.
She didn't have enough people or enough time.
I don't know.
And just went, hey, put the last couple hundred thousand votes in the back. Let them go.
Rick Scott's now suing her, right? Didn't Rick Scott open up a lawsuit yesterday against her?
But some woman handed me like two giant pieces of cardboard. Yes. Come on. Like, this isn't how you vote.
Yeah, I had four or five. Yeah.
They were like books. They were all like, I was like, what is this?
And I told you what happened with me and the guy standing next to me when we first put him through that machine. You have to like go through that machine.
They're
it didn't go
problems.
Through.
No, mine did the same.
And I was like, wait a minute. Is my vote not going to count? Not that it mattered. I guess it didn't matter. But they guys had, like, no, just keep trying.
Yeah, that's what
you mean, keep trying.
Exactly what the woman told me as she stood there to make sure they went through. And, of course, I asked the question, will both sides be counted on this thing? I asked her. I go, are you sure both sides are going to be?
Yep. So there's obviously another problem now around the entire state.
It's a hand recount, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine being one of the jerks that has to sit in a room and count those things?
No. I don't want to be that guy. Well, I don't want that job.
What did they think? That those votes were just going to go away? Nobody will ever know. Just dump them.
I think yesterday, and thank God someone else saw the same report I did. I think Hollywood or Q in the back saw it. There was a teacher that went into one of these schools where they have it. And they walked into a room. And there was a sealed up box that said provisional votes. And it was just sitting in the middle of the classroom. Like, no one cared that it was sitting there. Yeah. Like, listen, there might be 10 votes in that box. There might be 60,000. I don't know. The whole point is, what the hell happened with that box? Did someone forget it? I understand my wife leaves in the morning and leaves her lunch in the fridge. But this is a little different.
This is a woman was going at it with a guy from Channel 10.
Yes.
Right? They're going back and forth.
They went back and forth. The guy found her outside the bathroom yesterday, I guess, at the
offices. The old bathroom ambush.
Yes.
Yeah.
And ambushed her, and she basically went after him. And then when she got closer to the office, she goes, let me just go into the office and find out. Brenda Snipes has been in the news a lot over the years. I think she's had the job since 2003.
When she gets done with this, she's going to have to go hire an attorney for all the people suing her.
What do you mean done with her? She needs one today. Rick Scott's all over her. Yeah, this is interesting stuff. She's been in the news.
How many votes they think there could be?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many are in that box. Maybe
2,000? I don't know.
I don't know what the deal is.
Anyway, man, makes you feel a little bit better about things that aren't going so well in sports.
Well, by the way, do we have everything ready? Okay. So we know that you don't want to run. We know that you're, all that stuff.
I'm not even going to bring it up.
But we're trying to make it work.
Your mind here.
There's
no time to run for anything.
No, it's 2020. No, we got two years.
We're ramping up a campaign 2 years from now.
Your campaign manager worked very hard yesterday.
All the bad things that have happened to me are just going to go away in 2 years.
Well, bury them. Just like they've buried the votes.
You can't bury.
No, we'll just put them in that box in that high school classroom. No one will ever find
them. People bring up all kinds of bad stuff, man.
Well, here it is. The start of the campaign for 2020.
Hi, my name is Hollywood. Campaign manager for a man we all know and love, Joe Rose. You've heard Joe on the radio for years, and some of you have seen him on TV if you get up really early in the morning. I'm here today to tell you that Joe is going to be running for elected office in the 2020 election. We know there'll be some issues brought up during the campaign by our opponents, but a proactive approach and honesty will make sure you get to know the real Joe. We even did a background check on Joe before today's announcement.
Breaking laws right and left.
It didn't go well, but honesty is the key. Part of our plan will be to get out in the community and speak with the people that make our city great.
And you find out the police against you and fire departments against you and the teachers are against you.
Horrible. Horrible joke.
Just listen to these reputable endorsements. Here's local radio gas bag Orlando Alzagari.
Hey, it's Big O. I think everyone sucks. But you know who doesn't suck? Joe Rose. Now, Joe has forgotten more than I will ever know about the Dolphins and the NFL. Hell, he's my mentor. That's why I'm all screwed up. But I think he has a bright future in politics.
Listen to what Sun Sentinel columnist Dave Hyde had to say about Joe.
Hey, this is Sun Sentinel columnist Dave Hyde. Joe can't read my columns because I use too many big words, but he always tells me he enjoys them. He will make a great politician. I give Joe my full endorsement.
Even some of our most loyal callers love Joe.
Hey, this is Antonio. Vote for my friend con el cabezón, Joe. If you like flamingos, you gotta vote for my boy, Joe Rose.
This is Lars from Cutler Ridge, and I can assure you, since he put the D in divorcio, Joe Rose has the Cuban vote. Get out and vote for my man, Joe Rose.
You're going to be hearing many more endorsement ads during the course of the campaign from other reputable and well-respected members of our community. We know our opponents will come after us during the campaign, but we feel prepared.
There's a lot of stuff I haven't mentioned I've done that I'm not proud of.
Just remember, you're either with Joe or against Joe. In 2020, choose wisely.
Everybody was against me. Bitches, you're all in trouble now.
Joe Rose was too cheap to pay for any portion of this ad.
We're ready. We're ramping up for 2020.
All right. That's a good start.
Are you excited?
Oh, my gosh, man. Loved all the endorsements.
Antonio.
Real quality people.
Laz and Cutler Ridge. Dave Hyde. And then the Big O.
Dave is right. From time to time, he uses words that I just got to shake my head through. I'm not sure what the hell he's talking about.
That's okay.
But I will tell you, thank you guys. But
we're excited.
It's just all.
Are we all going to move to Tallahassee together if Joe wins?
No.
No, we'll build his mansion here.
Oh, okay, good. The governor mansion here?
We're going to use taxpayer money to build his mansion here.
Yeah, yeah.
After what they did to poor Donna Shalala, I'm done, man.
Donna Shalala, listen, she's going to back you soon.
She
get her ringing endorsement.
Yeah, listen.
And from the lady who firebombed her through the entire campaign.
If you're running against somebody and you find out, oh, my God, they're raising a lot of money, you're in trouble, right?
The commercials are starting soon.
Oh, I got that kind of money. Oh, they're going to run them for a while, that many.
Listen, Antonio and Laz both endorse you.
That's pretty strong right there.
It's strong. And Big O. How about those kind words from Big O?
Big O. Yeah.
Feeling better now?
Yeah, but I'm going to pass.
Support is coming in already.
The only thing.
Pouring in.
We're good.
Pouring. Only thing I'd have to, because I live in Davie, I'd have to run out of Davie. And by the way, that mayor, I think people are scared to run against her. She's got the police department her, the fire department, teachers. They're all support. When you get all that group, it's kind of hard to.
So we'll get the police department and the firefighters to support you.
Yeah. You think?
Maybe. Yeah. Someone already texted in, hashtag vote for Joe, bro. That could be your logo, man.
That would definitely be it. Vote for Joe, bro. Now, can you imagine how that'd go over?
And you know who we can get on our side? Probably help. Brenda Snipes.
Oh, God. That's. She may be. This may be a short-lived deal here in the near future for her. She may be done. Man, we got all kinds of stuff coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to have Larry Bluestein. We'll get caught up on high school football playoffs starting up tonight. Andre Branch going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour, Miami Dolphins defensive end. Mike Florio, Josh Richardson. Got a big show for you here on a Friday as everybody's busy. Two of the teams at home and two will hit the road. We'll have more of that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.